Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 5:04 on The Fan with Isaac and Souk back out here today for Fan Madness at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill. We are downtown Portland. Good food, booze, beer, good vibes.
Jeff Baton Rouge, our boss.
Boss in the house.
Hanging out here.
Anderson Cooper.
He does have a real Anderson Cooper sort of vibe to him.
Don't tell him this, but a fatter Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
how about just an older Anderson Cooper?
Older, fatter.
I think that just kind of comes with age, right?
But hey, Jeff doesn't drink tequila like that.
No, that is Anderson.
He drinks tequila like a man.
That is Anderson Cooper taking a shot of tequila, that sound. Which
so,
is embarrassing.
Here's a great text. By the way, the Hot 5 at 5 in moments, Club 1080, 6 to 7, all that jazz. We were on a little bit late today because the Duck game was airing earlier on The Fan, and they did win 72-54.
Oregon was busy bitch-slapping Wisconsin.
Great game. By the way, look at that. What? Martha bringing tequila shots.
Oh.
As we – oh, that's not for our group.
No,
that's
no.
For the bros in the corner.
We thought the fan table was going to get rowdy.
Yeah,
apparently, no.
No, they just got nachos and Guinness.
Good swag over there.
God, speaking of getting fat. Can we talk about that?
Rob just calling out fan staffers left and right.
I'm the same way. It's just, you know, my fatness has just kind of leveled off. It happened I don't know, what am I, 43?
Yeah.
It happened like 6-7 years ago.
And then you plateaued?
Never turned back.
I remember when I was little.
Now it just seems normal.
And I had to shop in the Husky department. My doctor once told me, now, Jason, what we'd like to see is your weight plateau a little bit. It's like, wow, how about that? Got to grow into that body, huh?
Hey, here's a great text. We were talking about the new lodge up at Mount Hood, and, you know, it's always crowded up there. And
yeah, so we're thinking the new lodge alleviates some of the congestion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like 23,000 square feet, Mount Hood Meadows. This text on the Better You Today text line. At 55305 says, adding another lodge won't cut down on congestion. It's been proven in cities across the country. People need to learn to bike down the mountain.
I will tell you what.
That is fantastic.
It's very rarely does someone beat Dieter for text of the day. We just can't read any of his. That wins the Better You Today text line.
That's good.
That's the best one we've seen all day.
That, of course, in reference to the idea that adding lanes to freeways will not alleviate congestion.
No, it's been proven. It's been proven.
All right. We got some Friday randoms coming up.
I love my Friday randoms.
But the biggest thing is we got to get everybody up to date on the tournament. And coming up here in about 10 minutes, we'll dive into everything you missed from the Duck game today. It was a good one. One of the games of the day, really.
Yeah.
And they looked really good. So we'll get into that in 10 minutes. But right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Number 5.
Number 5.
So already trouble at Big Baller Brand.
Yeah, they're less of a baller now.
Lonzo Ball, Lakers guard, has severed ties with the co-founder. He's an old friend of Lonzo's dad.
And I guess he's the one that convinced them to launch the Big Baller Brand and make their own shoe. And
so it may shock you to find this out, but the guy, his name is Alan Foster, has stolen roughly $1.5 million from Ball's personal and business accounts.
I will tell you this much. You know the part about this story that surprises me? It's only $1.5 million.
I thought that was high.
I didn't. If you would have told me that someone had defrauded the Balls and mainly Lonzo because he's the only one that makes money, I would have assumed it would have been somewhere in like the $5 to $6 million range.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking of is I'm thinking of more the Big Baller Brand accounts.
Yeah.
So I don't know if – I guess it does say Lonzo's personal account. So, yeah, so he had access to Ball's NBA money. But I thought – I immediately saw $1.5 million and went, my God, Big Baller Brand has $1.5 million in the bank?
Apparently not.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. That thing took off with a bang, and now it's – let's just say that they're coming to a Ross Dress for Less near you.
Yo, y'all, I got some baseball.
Yo, what? What?
Yeah, dude.
Where did you come up with yo, y'all?
That was off the top of my head.
Yo, you went like
did you like it?
Like an urban country sort of guy?
Did you like that?
Like a Cole Swindell?
What do we have? We have A's first baseman Matt Olson undergoing surgery on his right hand. You know, he got hurt in one of the
Japan
Tokyo
games.
Yeah, so that's a big blow to the A's and the AL West. And then you got Chris Sale, ace of the Boston Red Sox, agreeing to an extension. They're saying 5 years, $145 million for the skinny, tweaked out lefty.
Now, I think it was Maury Brown that had this. This is a baseball. I read it on Twitter, and I don't remember if he retweeted or if he actually wrote the piece. But it was really good about how, you know, guys are going to start signing more and more of these extensions, not hitting the free agent market, because baseball is squeezing them.
Yep.
That they're just finding out that the market just isn't there, not even for, like, the big marquee guys, but certainly the, the very good but not elite players, and they're thinking that this is going to be more the norm here, is guys signing extensions maybe a little bit less than what you would think they get on the open market.
Hey, the Lady Ducks are in action tonight, taking on Portland State down in Eugene at Matthew Knight Arena. It's going to get underway at about 6 o'clock. It will be on ESPN2. So
okay.
If you want to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people were asking on the text line. They said they couldn't find a listing of it standing on its own. But
it's on the deuce, bro.
It's on the deuce.
All the men's games are with CBS and Turner
True TV
and all that.
And all that.
Yeah, so the other game in Eugene is currently in progress right now, and it's South Dakota, the 8 seed, leading Clemson, the 9 seed. 44-40.
I had South Dakota in that game.
Me too.
Yeah,
we look pretty smart now, don't we?
You know the part about the women's bracket that I was a little stunned by?
They play quarters?
Connecticut's... No, that is a bit... You're like, what?
I never get used
to
it.
Yeah, you get thrown off. Connecticut's not a one seed.
No, they were down this year.
They were like 23-2.
Yeah, they were down.
They lost two games.
They were 31-2. And they were a two seed.
How do you lose two games and be a two seed?
That's bad.
And you're Connecticut. Fire Geno. Guy's terrible.
The NFL is looking to expand its Sunday ticket package for out-of-town games beyond its exclusive deal with DirecTV. This is big.
And already it's creeped out a little bit because you can get it through, like, PlayStation and Xbox if you buy the Madden game. So you're already getting little – you've had glimpses of this.
So the league has already renewed its deal with DirecTV, which is exclusive with Sunday ticket, and that's through 2022. But the contract contains an option that would let the NFL opt out of the agreement in time for the 2020 season. That would be, I think that would be good
for
all parties because the only reason I still have DirecTV
Sunday ticket
is I don't want to give up the Sunday ticket. I'm just tethered to that.
People love it. Well, and it nets them, what, like $1 billion a year roughly, I think, with that deal. But you open it up, you wonder how much the NFL could get spreading that across different platforms.
And where would it go?
I don't know. Well, I'm assuming that
that's
there would be
a big ticket item.
Yeah, that's it's a hammer, like you said. You keep it simply because of that.
Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shut it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And number one, of course, is a quick update on the NCAA tournament. Here is what has gone on today. First of all, here on the fan, Oregon did dismantle Wisconsin. Now, it was close for a lot of the game.
Well, it was tied at the half.
It was tied 25-25 at the half. The Ducks hit everything in the second half, scored almost 50 points, and they win 72-54.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a 5-6 point game for much of the second half, and then Oregon went on, what, a 7-0 run. Wooten had a couple big blocks, threw down some dunks. Pritchett was knocking down threes, and then it just pulled away. And then once they got up by double digits, Wisconsin just pressed. One of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. Oregon held them to 20% from behind the arc, and Wisconsin just couldn't get anything going offensively.
We'll have more commentary on that game in our next segment and look ahead to who Oregon will play, which is UC Irvine. They upset four-seed Kansas State today.
Now, people are texting in. This is what I thought on the Better You Today text line. They're saying that the Oregon women's game, they're doing a whip around on ESPN2, so the game isn't freestanding on its own. There's going to be three games, and they're going to whip around and show live look-ins. Mm. But as far as I know right now, I'm hearing from a lot of people there's not a place that they're finding that can show
now,
the entire Oregon women's game.
How is that not on locally?
I know. Isn't
you know,
it weird?
Like,
you've got one of the, you got one of the best college teams in the country.
Well, not only that, but like if you're KGW, like you're – CBS is owning you right now, probably,
yeah.
Right, with the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
Why not throw that on, at least locally?
Yeah. I don't know if there's part of that the ESPN
there.
Contract, but yeah, I guess it's not a standalone game. They're going to be showing portions of three different games.
All right, UC Irvine beat Kansas State 70-64. Pretty good ball game. So it will be the 12-seed Oregon and the 13-seed UC Irvine. So I tell you what, let's take a break and come back, and we'll get you updated on all the other scores, too, including – we had a pretty good one between Iowa and Cincinnati. Also, Arizona State was in action today, and number one Virginia got a bit of a scare. So all that's coming up next. The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, as you power up for game day, be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light. Please drink responsibly. It's 5:14 with Isaac and Suk on the Fan.
This Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk, live from the Independent Sports Bar and Grill on Southwest Broadway, is presented by Laurelwood Brewing and brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Encore Audio Video, and the Nike Hoop Summit.
All right, Friday randoms. We'll close out the last half of the hour. But getting back to the scoreboard for the day for the NCAA tournament, if you've been busy, earlier, it was actually the first game out today, was the 10-seed Iowa beating 7-seed Cincinnati 79-72.
Yeah, and that was a bit of an upset because, again, I think this is one I had penciled through for some random reason, but people were all hot and bothered about Cincinnati. It was like Cincinnati and Nevada were like two, I think both 7-seeds that people thought could be potential Final Four teams, and they both bowed out in the first round.
I blame Jay Billis.
For talking up Cincinnati?
Yeah, or Jay Williams. One of them did.
Sure, a J. Let's go with a J.
Number 9-seed Oklahoma hammered 8-seed Ole Miss 95-72. So Oklahoma moves on to play top seed Virginia, who was down 12 early to 16-seed Gardner Webb, which, I mean, that would have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Two straight years Virginia as the one, the only one to ever lose to a 16 that happened back-to-back.
Yeah, and they, like you said, they pulled away and it wasn't even close. But I guarantee in that first half, there were a lot of Virginia fans that you could have put a piece of coal somewhere. And by the end of the halftime, you could have come out with a diamond.
So Virginia outscored. Virginia was down 6 at half, but they outscored Gardner-Webb 41-20 in the second and won 71-56. So Oregon beating Wisconsin, UC Irvine over Kansas State. If Oregon beats UC Irvine, they're playing the winner of Virginia and Oklahoma. What else do we have? Tennessee, the 2-seed, beat 15-seed Colgate 77-70.
And I'll tell you what, I did get to see a hunk of that at the gym. Colgate gave Tennessee everything they could handle in that game. That was one of those that did not look like a 15 versus a 2.
Do their uniforms look like toothpaste?
I do not think it's that kind of Colgate, So no. Although it'd be kind of fun if they did. The other one I saw, too, was Texas Tech beat, was it Northern Kentucky? And they won 72, like 57, blew them out. But I saw Darren Revelle speaking, we were talking about him the other day. He tweeted out, a guy in Vegas bet $500,000 straight up on the money line for Texas Tech to beat Northern Kentucky. $500,000, and it paid him $37,000.
Wait,
it took
no.
Yes.
He bet $500,000
to win $37,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like the most.
Why would he take them.
I guess he believed that Texas Tech was going to win, and they did. They blew him out. It's just that's how much he had to bet.
That's like inside info, right?
I know. He just laid half.
He knows something.
Well, the odds were, I mean, I guess you could do that with.
You could do that with a lot of these
teams. With a lot of the teams, but, I mean, like a 14-3 upset does happen from time to time.
But all Texas Tech had to, or, yeah, Texas Tech,
just
all they had
to
do was win.
It was not, it was on
but
the
money.
But he was
a half a million.
It was over half a million. It was 500 and something thousand.
Jesus.
It was like $550,000. And this was before the game started that I saw this tweet. And they said if Texas Tech wins on the money line, he earns $37,000. So I guess
right.
he's $37,000 richer
now,
today.
Yeah, but I was gonna say he is $37,000 richer, but is that a good bet?
At the time I was gonna say no, and believe me, I kind of kept my eye on. I didn't see it on, but I was like following the game on Twitter and trying to get updates because I wanted to see if the guy was gonna win his bet.
I guess if you win. You know, any bet that you win is a good bet.
Yeah, well, $37,000 is
just a weird
to sneeze about.
It's a weird play.
It is a huge amount of money to lay down for not winning a lot.
Six-seed Buffalo beat Arizona State 91-74.
Wasn't close. Buffalo was just – Arizona State looked gassed.
What else? A couple of games in progress. Duke at the half. Oh, no, they've started the second half. Duke is leading North Dakota State 33-27.
Go Bison.
Yeah, the Bison have the coach who wears the T-shirt under the sport coat.
Yeah, it's a strange look. The Mickey Donovan look, if you will.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It is a strange look, although he's doing it for a local kid in their town who has a rare disease.
Oh,
and they're,
well.
They're, it's a fundraiser thing, but right, at the
then,
same time. Just,
then I'll shut up.
I've tried the T-shirt under sport coat look.
Yeah.
I cannot pull that off.
Every now and then I do it, but I always feel. In
That's
fact,
a tough one.
I think in one of our promo shots I'm doing that, and I don't feel good about it. I feel a little awkward. I feel like you got to be like, you got to wear like a lot of gold chains, maybe a pinky ring or something to pull it off. I don't know.
I honestly don't know what it takes to pull that off. I just know I can't do it. And some people can.
Yeah, you see people out.
Miami Vice.
Well, that, and you see people like wearing like graphic tees. They'll be wearing just like a random like T-shirt that you would like a sports tee, and they throw a sport coat on it. Ed Reed does this a lot, and he looks like $1 million.
You know what else I see NBA guys do some is they'll have hoodies on under sport coats.
Yeah.
Also a look I cannot pull off.
It's above my pay grade.
By the way, Duke 31-27 at half, right? They led by four at half.
Yeah.
Do you care to guess how many they win by? Do they win by 30?
I'd say at least 25.
25?
They'll pull away.
Yeah, they're already up 9-0 in the second half.
I was going to say, they're sleepwalking through the first half. Coach K lights into them at the second, and then Zion will come off and Barrett, and they'll roll off 15 in a row.
Washington, the other Pac-12 team in action, they are leading Utah State 54-48.
Whoa. Washington with more than 50 points?
Yes.
Where did that offensive explosion come from?
You ain't kidding. Well, Utah State's having a nice second half to pull back closer because it was a 12-point game, but now it's down to 6. So we'll keep an eye on that one. About 10 minutes left to go in that one. They're playing out in, let's see, I'm not sure where they are. They're in the Midwest somewhere. And then we have Mississippi State at the half. They're a 5-seed, leading a very popular upset pick, 12-seed Liberty, 37-35 the score of that game.
And then later tonight, you've got UNC Iona. Central Florida will take on VCU, what Ohio State, Iowa State, and then Virginia Tech, and I think St. Louis, the Billikens.
Have you seen Central Florida play yet?
I have not, but I saw today they've got a kid that's like 7'4", 7'5", something like that.
Yes, he's enormous.
And I saw like there was a photo circulating, and I don't remember who it is. It's one of the little sideline reporters, and Again, I don't remember what her name was. Tracy Wolfson. And it is amazing to see her standing next to him. Like, she comes up to maybe his waist. I have not seen Central Florida play once. I had no idea, but the dude is enormous.
He is 7'6", officially.
So Bol Bol looks small standing next to him.
His name is Taco Fall.
Taco Fall.
Or perhaps Taco Fall. It's T-A-C-K-O.
I hope it's Taco
Fall. And because I knew or I had an inkling, because I had seen somewhere that a guy 7'4", 5'6" played for Central Florida, of course I penciled them through in my bracket.
Oh, just because of that.
I mean, how do they stop that?
How awkward is he when he runs, though?
Yeah, he's really, really I saw him like literally for a minute, a hot second. He's really plodding.
Yes.
Like, well, very slow.
I think it's very hard to be quick and nimble when you're 7 feet, 6 inches.
So the Ducks win 72-54. It was a pretty good game. It was only 25-25 at half. But then the Ducks got hot in the second, which is what we've been saying all week. It's like, you know, Oregon's got a good defense. You know their defense is going to show up. It's just a matter of can they make shots. And they did. They shot 54% in the game. They shot well over 45% from three. Yeah, 47% from three.
Wisconsin shot 20% from behind the arc. And Wisconsin was like a top five national team shooting the three ball. They went 6 of 30 from behind the arc.
Now, I thought they got in the second half. I thought Wisconsin did get some looks at three. I mean, there were some open shots. They just missed them.
Yeah.
But Oregon's defense, you know, Oregon's defense is so long, and it's so disruptive. I thought that Wisconsin's players got real spooked by, especially by Wooten. But the length in the middle of the Oregon defense, I thought really spooked them. They missed some chippies down there.
Well, and they did a great job of not getting the ball or denying Happ, who was the All-American for Wisconsin. Deny him. He was 5 of 10 from the floor, but he only took 10 shots, and Oregon did a great job harassing him, forcing him to get rid of the ball whenever he got it, and really wasn't a huge factor. He only ended the game with 12 points. And you're right, Wooten, Jordan Bell 2.0, although the stat sheet may not show it, I think he ended up with 9 points, four blocks and six rebounds. But if you were watching that game, I felt like he was the catalyst for Oregon. Anytime they needed a spark, there was a big block, there was a big alley-oop dunk. He was everywhere for the Ducks today.
Peyton Pritchard played great, 19 points, I believe 8 assists. He did have 7 turnovers, but he knocked down some big shots. And we all know that kid's got to knock down a few of his shots in order to get going. He's feeling it right now. He's playing well. And Louis King was great. Hit all of his threes, and I think 6 of 10.
Well, he's starting to look like the 4 or 5-star kid that everyone said he was when he was coming into Oregon.
Yeah, he had 17. So UC Irvine, it is the Anteaters on Sunday. Now, I'm looking at their schedule. They only lost 5 games all year. I'm looking here. Now, this Utah State team that Washington is playing right now, they lost to Utah State 89-65.
Huh. But did they play any, like, Power 5?
No, it doesn't. Montana was in the tournament. They beat Montana 60-51. They lost at Butler 71-54. I'm looking for the toughest game they played. Gosh. A&M, they won at Texas A&M, but A&M didn't make the tournament, fired their coach. So it's the toughest game they play is probably Kansas State, and they just beat them.
If you're Oregon, you're licking your chops. You have a great opportunity to make it into the Sweet 16. Who do they get if they end up knocking off UC Irvine? Who does
Well, like
Oregon
I said,
see?
Virginia or Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, so UC Irvine has not lost since January 19th.
Oh, the Red Hot Anteaters.
They're feeling it. And that game will be on the Fan on Sunday. All right, coming up next, Friday Randoms. But first, Mike with sports.
This Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue, live from the Independent Sports Bar and Grill on Southwest Broadway, is presented by Laurelwood Brewing and brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Encore Audio Video, and the Nike Hoop Summit.
All right, welcome back. It is 5:36 on the Fan, live from the Independent Sports Bar and Grill. By the way, Duke now up 18. And there's still 14 minutes left.
Yes, yeah, so maybe that 25 was a little bit low on how much Duke will win by.
North Dakota State. That coach also, he's the coach with the T-shirt and
t-shirt
the
underneath.
Sport coat. He also has tennis shoes on.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm seeing more and more coaches do that because Nike and Adidas are paying them millions of dollars to do it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, like Roy Williams does that. Like he wears like Jordan, you know, special Jordan shoes for North Carolina.
You know, can we talk about for a moment, because this is going to begin Friday Randoms.
Sure.
We just, you know, I have a handful of things here to talk about, including the latest on NBA TV ratings. Very interesting. But before we get to that, can we talk about the evolution of coaches' attire in sports?
Okay.
Because
college basketball, like 90% of them just wear Just the standard suit and tie and,
yes,
and shoes.
Yes, but it used to be 100% of them. I don't know how many. Well, I noticed just yesterday, Eric Musselman, the Nevada coach, now just goes golf shirt, khakis.
Yeah.
A lot of coaches will do that, and then some will go into this T-shirt, you know, sport coat mode here.
Well, you know who is at the forefront of coach fashion? It's one man and one man only, Bob Huggins.
Yeah, he goes. Yeah, he goes windbreaker, fat guy windbreaker.
Fat guy windbreaker.
I mean, I think it started at least in college basketball with the Hawaii. Like they go over to like the Maui Invitational,
the Maui
or whatever.
Invitational.
They all wear the Hawaiian shirts and stuff. But I feel like college basketball coaches are just starting to kind of drift out.
Yeah.
So
well, there's been like Bill. Belichick, he introduced the whole hoodie thing, right?
Yeah, see, NFL coaches, I mean, does anyone care what they wear?
No. The thing that I've always been amazed by, and you're seeing, like, I remember Terry Francona started this, and this is the first one I can remember.
Yes.
And thank God that he did. Why is it that baseball managers wear the uniform?
Yeah, it's
it's the most ridiculous thing.
But
that's
changing,
coaching.
Too. A lot of the skippers, they'll wear the pants.
The pants, and then like a sweatshirt or something.
Yeah,
they'll
just wear like a hoodie or something.
Yeah.
So,
it's ridiculous to see Tommy Lasorda out there slapping on that Dodgers jersey and squeezing his fat ass into that and then walking out.
Wasn't there a college football coach that went, not suit, but he had a tie on?
Yeah, it was Al Golden.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? That didn't start a trend.
No, it didn't. Al did that. Now, in the NFL, the NFL, and this goes for anyone on the sidelines of an NFL game, they have to wear NFL-branded,
yes,
approved gear.
Right.
So now it's Nike, right? When I was there, it was Reebok, and then it was like the NFL equipment. It was like a sub-brand. But if you were a coach or you were a guy like me that didn't dress down, you had to pick from a select group of clothing, and that's the same thing with Nike. Mike Nolan, who was the 49ers coach, wanted to wear a suit.
That's right.
And they wouldn't let him. And so I don't remember. I don't remember if it was Adidas or if it was Reebok, whoever had the contract at the time, made him a like NFL suit with the logo on it so that he could wear it on the sidelines because he wanted to go to the old days, like the Hank Stram days, Vince Lombardi, where they wore suits. But in the NFL, coaches cannot. The NFL, the coaches have to wear the sideline gear that is approved by Nike now. And they can choose from that what they want, but it has to be one of those. And so, like, Belichick takes the approved stuff, and then he just, like, cuts the sleeves off of it. And they've started to now make short-sleeve sweatshirts just for Bill so that he doesn't have to cut the sleeves off.
Wow. They should make suits. Nike-issued coach suits.
Well,
that'd be sweet.
Yeah, no one wants to see Andy Reid in a suit, though.
Well, he wouldn't wear it, but I'd just be some of those guys would, right?
I would, well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever happened to Mike Nolan?
He's a defensive coordinator.
Local guy.
Somewhere. I thought he was in Atlanta.
Is he? Hey, NBA TV ratings news. You know, it was a big deal for the NFL that ratings were on a decline.
Yeah.
I guess this was last year. But then this year, well, it was last year. And then, or no, it was 2 years ago. Everybody was blaming the election.
Oh, he's the he's the linebackers coach for the Saints, by the way.
Okay. Linebackers coach.
Yeah.
See, he was up for the Ducks coaching job. Remember? His name came up
for the defensive coordinator job?
No.
I think for the head job?
I think so. Am I wrong about that?
I don't remember that, but
I am not confident in that opinion at all. Yeah. But his name came up because, you know, he's got ties to Oregon. And I think people were talking about him as maybe being a dark horse head coaching.
People
love Mike Nolan.
Yes, he's a great guy. I'm going to say sources close to you, so let's go with it.
So in the NFL, it was a big deal that the TV ratings were down.
2 years ago. This year they were up.
Yeah, so I'm saying. Like, so it was everybody blamed the election.
Yeah, and then Trump.
And then they came back up this year, and so now nobody really worries about it. And nobody says anything about this. I'm not really sure why. Maybe it's just because there's just more heat on the NFL.
Well, Trump stirred that. Well, I mean, the whole kneeling thing.
Yeah, there's that.
And that led to an entire thing.
Yeah, he got into that.
Yeah,
but
Pence left the Colts game, right? He showed up. And
yeah.
The players kneeled and he left. And that was a whole political thing.
NBA television ratings are down double digits.
Really?
Yeah.
So I hadn't seen that.
First of all, TNT broadcasts are down 18%. And then they're saying on all the regionals, some of the regional TV ratings for, you know,
like here with
exactly
in Portland with the Comcast
Sportsnet, Yeah, some of them are up, but a lot of them are so far down that the average on the regional ratings on all the teams, the average is 12% down in the NBA.
Well,
Cleveland, of course, and Chicago are down big. Even the Warriors are down 16%.
Well, I mean, maybe there's some fatigue with Golden State. They're not nearly as good, which is interesting because I think this has been a pretty good NBA year.
No,
I think it's way more interesting out east, and the West is as congested as ever, and it actually feels like maybe you could get someone other than Golden State this year.
Well, I think, okay, so I feel like in the NBA, because it's a more city-driven fan base.
Sure.
Coastal cities, generally. I feel like they're just going streaming. That's the only difference. It's the same as why we're always talking about, oh, ratings are down, ratings. Well, of course ratings are down because people are cutting the cord and people are finding different ways to get the content. And I think NBA is ahead of, like, certainly ahead of the NFL and Major League Baseball and any other sport.
A little more of a hip audience, audience.
They stream it, and they, you can get it multiple ways. And I think that's all it is, because the streaming numbers are through the roof.
Huh. I was going to say, I would not have guessed that the NBA ratings were down. I think this NBA season, regular season, has been one of the more intriguing ones that I can remember.
Well, but it's a per-market thing, you know. So, I mean, Cleveland's down 56% year-over-year.
I mean, God,
LeBron.
Well, think about it. If you're Portland and Damian Lillard left next year, how many people here are watching Blazer games?
Yeah, it would be down considerably.
It'd be a giant dip.
There's no doubt about that.
Wait till Myers Leonard's leave, and we feel that.
Yeah, coming.
Once the hammer is gone.
The ham bone.
I mean, what the hell?
They're playing Detroit tomorrow. Is that what we got going on there? Those bros?
I
see you're up on your Blazers. I like it.
I think
it's Detroit.
But I'm not 100% certain on
the,
that.
The very nondescript Pistons coming to town.
Blake Griffin, don't call him boy. Did you see that the other day?
No.
Yeah, we had another
fan. Somebody called him boy?
Yeah, one of the fans called him boy, and Blake Griffin got him heaved from the game, and then the fan was, like, whooping it up as he got kicked out and thought it was great.
See, those fans love that.
Yeah, they love it.
All right. Coming up next, how do you feel about cash-free? How do you feel about Apple Pay and iWallet?
I like cash.
Well, there's one stadium that's going cash-free.
Really?
Yes. No cash.
Interesting.
Will not be accepted.
I don't know if I like that.
So we'll get to that next as we roll through Friday Randoms here at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill. It's 545. This is The Fan.
This Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue, live from the Independent Sports Bar and Grill on Southwest Broadway, is presented by Laurelwood Brewing and brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Encore Audio Video, and the Nike Hoop Summit.
All right, Washington is about to close out Utah State. Just a couple minutes left in that game. It's 72-58 in favor of the Dogs. By the way, I felt confident Utah State would win that. And I'd never seen Utah State play, but I'd seen Washington play.
They look terrible.
They're not winning. And here they go, blowing them out.
Hey, Pac-12 with two wins. You know, that's last year they had zero. So go Pac-12.
Trending up. Okay, so there is a stadium, a ballpark, that has gone cash-free, which I find interesting. And that would be Tropicana Field in Florida.
Is that because no one has cash? They're paying in pelican teeth and, like, gator bits down there in Florida?
Well, you got to think that eventually this will be the way, right? Like, what? It's only a matter of time,
yeah,
right?
But
it's just more efficient.
It's fascinating to me that is it more efficient? Cards, I would think that just handing someone cash, although I guess you don't have to deal with it, you know, as far as afterwards. But
yeah, how about the idiot trying to count out the change?
Yeah,
how
that's
long
true.
That takes.
But at the same time, like, I always find, like, when you go to a bar, if you're at a show and it's a cash-only bar, I always feel that works way faster than the person that everyone that's breaking out their cards. And then the guy can't work the damn machine. He's sitting there staring at it.
Yeah, I think bars is a little bit different. But, you know, in like, concession settings like this, I don't know if you've. It depends on your system. It's a quick swipe and then boom, hand your card back, or like the Apple Pay type of thing. I don't know how you feel about the Apple Pay.
I've never Apple Paid.
Do you have an Apple Pay?
No.
It's quite convenient.
I don't have Apple Pay, and I don't have like the little card where you can like. Maybe I do. I just don't know how to use it. I've seen like debit cards now where you can just like wave it or you touch.
Yeah.
And it pays.
It's great.
Like, I think some of the Samsung phones you can pay someone by touching your phone to theirs.
Boom.
I have Venmo.
Venmo's great.
Yeah.
Where's that been all our lives?
Venmo is fantastic. Because a lot of, especially I do it with family more than anything else.
I believe that everyone should be required to have a Venmo account.
Yes, it's nice because then you don't have to do the, hey, I owe you 20 bucks
yeah,
or
I'll
40
just,
bucks.
I'll just shoot it to, it takes 2 seconds to shoot it over to them.
Yeah.
It's like if you don't have a Venmo account, I think less of you. Just get one.
So I've got a ticket guy that helps me out. He's on the secondary market, Shane, my ticket bro. And he hooked me up with a ticket to a concert a little bit ago. And it was the greatest thing in the world because I texted him last minute. I need an extra ticket. I said, hey, I just tried to get someone into the building. Can you hook me up? He goes, yeah. He emailed me the ticket. And then I just shot him over the Venmo. And it was like it was the most brilliant thing ever. And then it's like I don't have to go around owing him 60 bucks.
That's right.
And, you know, a month from now being like, oh, crap, I got to get him that money. And I forget. Or the next time I run into him, I don't have cash. It really is.
There's the Cash App, too. It's kind of like Venmo. But Venmo's kind of become the more popular one.
Yeah.
But it's super easy.
I suppose that's PayPal, but I don't know. Venmo is just what I always end up using.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Rays announced that their stadium is going cash-free. Their vice president of strategy and development, William Walsh, said the move is an attempt to cut the average transaction time in half during games. Wow, they must have done the homework on this.
Really? I guess if it moves the line quicker, I mean, everyone's for it. I feel like less and less people, because, in fact, you're the one that kind of turned me on to this a number of years ago. I do the small wallet or the money clip, and I carry more cash. That's the Isaac Rupp influence. But I find less and less people carry money.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier. I mean, there are easier ways to, like, you can get away with it.
Sure.
Now, I like to carry cash for tips.
Sure.
Like, for little tips here and there. Like, for example, here tonight.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, cash is good to have. Like, there's something about, you know, paying up my golf bets with a crisp 20 or whatever.
I'm a believer in trying to. Or, like, you know, when you're out with a group of people and it's, like, splitting cards or whatever, sometimes it's nice just to be like, yeah, here's, you know, I've got 50 bucks here, take it. You pay.
Well, I almost never carry cash. I actually have cash now because of the Super Bowl party, because of doing squares. That's the only reason I have cash in my wallet right now. I almost never carry it.
The kids aren't into the cash.
No, but I'll tell you this. This happens, and I don't necessarily get pissed, but it annoys me when you're in a group situation and there is cash required and you're the only one that carries cash. There's always part of me that looks around and I'm like, really? Like no one else.
Like, where is their cash required?
Like no one else has money. It's always a bit. It's a bit off-putting. I've been in situations before, where
cash only.
Where you end up with a group of people and no one has any money, and you're
just
the only,
cards.
Yeah, everyone just has cards, and it's.
Well, that's when you play a credit card roulette.
Exactly. Just like someone has to pay for it, but you've never been there with a big party, and then all of a sudden, like the bill comes, and everyone's like, "Well, I don't have any cash,"
you just put cards in.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it's usually just people throw their cards out.
Yeah, you just split it.
There aren't a lot of people.
A lot of places won't split something six or seven ways.
Six or seven? Well,
yes.
I mean, I don't go out with giant six or seven or 12 and 14 people parties often, but.
I've had it happen.
Yeah. Some places will split it that way, but anyway.
You can just see the look on the server's face as they roll their eyes and they're like, God.
The stadium will accept major credit cards, Apple Pay, season ticket holders, Rays cards, and for those wanting to use cash, they can do so by purchasing Rays gift cards to use at the concessions. So if you have cash,
you just buy
you
a
just
gift card.
Exchange it. So I don't know. That's the first sports venue in the country to be cash free, and I guarantee you, man, there will be more.
Well, airplanes, right? I'm trying to think of places that are cash free. You can't use cash on airplanes. It's for purchases. It's card only. I'm trying to think of other places that I've been to that are cash free. I've seen places that are cash only, but very few that I've seen are card only.
Text 55305. I don't know. I can't think of anything. It's cashless. Although there are cashless restaurants now, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. But again, I mean, is that really that big of a deal? Like nobody really carries cash anyway.
No.
I mean, all right. Hey, let's get to the club, shall we?
Welcome to the future.
You ready to party?
No. No, I'm not.
Bro.
I am not ready
it's
to
Friday
party.
Friday night, bro.
I'm not even properly lubricated.
NCAA tournament? Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Drinking water.
Come on. Some guy offered to buy you a white Russian and you turned it down.
Yeah, I'm trying
what
to watch.
What has gotten into you?
Trying to watch my girlish figure.
Oh, God. Do that in other ways. Binge and purge.
Well, it happened. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but A couple weeks ago,
chances
I got it.
Are no.
I got into it. Was like a 2-3 day in a row where it kind of
a bender.
You got knocked on your ass a little bit,
that
and then
boy.
And then you kind of got to take like maybe a week or maybe 10 days and no, kind of regroup.
You do not.
I got into some scotch and I had a hard time getting up off the stairs.
You wuss.
So, it's been a week or so, week to 10 days, and I've been trying to clean it up a little bit.
All right, the club is next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.